And God knows he's able to take you from all the way home with him. And you home in that way. But she won't write to them. But she's singing and looking like an upset, you know.
Yeah.
And somebody the next evening, I told her my Bible shade, took me here by the woman. I said, see that? I said, you didn't care what happened to me. If somebody had come and killed me and I've been out looking for you. I said, what had happened? I don't know. When I got through the room, she took me over by this stuff. She didn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're talking about school. After high school, some people go on to...
High school.
After they get through with high school, some go on to...
College.
And these things that, well, if you wanted to check out a book in town, where would you go to get the book?
You could go to the bookstore.
Or if you didn't want to buy one, if you just wanted to check it out,
you can go to the church system or your grandma's friend and check out different books. So you can go to the bookstore. You find different books over there.
What about, does Covington have a library?
Yeah, they got a library. You know, not very check out of it.
But what about if you have to stay overnight in the town, you might stay at the
hotel?
If you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the... Some people call it the
drive-in theater.
And if you were sick and had to go to the hospital, the woman who takes care of you in hospital, she's called a
nurse.
Yeah. And if you want to catch a train in town, you go down to the
airport.
Some people call it the
station. Don't you go down there for your ain't no different than you.
You stand up a while, huh?
You'd be on a wild child.
What about if you wanted to catch a bus, where would you go?
We'd go down to the train station down on the highway 51.
You know, some towns, I think Covington is this way, have a place right in the center of the town, you know, around the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You call that the...
Courthouse Square.
Square. What about if,
let me see,
if you had two streets that crossed each other like this, you know, one going this way and one going that way, and if you were standing on this corner right here and you wanted to get over here, but instead of going from here to here to here, you just went straight across, what would you say, how would you say you crossed the street?
In the safety line, you got the line marked and you go down. You go straight. The line about the drive for walk.
Uh-huh.
And you can go get in between them 2 miles and go right across.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of people who, sometimes you have a traffic light there,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you when to cross,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes some people cross against the line.
Sure,
and you're not supposed to.
Tell you when to walk, won't tell you not. Mm-hmm. We don't have a safety light in Curtin, but just like if you get in that line, and if a car coming, if you hit and got started, they will let you get back because not like this space for two books out.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the expression catty corner?
Catty corner.
Mm-hmm. What
is that? It's not direct, it's kind of rough side.
Kind of an angle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen any of these or not, but in some big cities, instead of having buses, they have these vehicles that ran on rails and there'd be a wire overhead, you know?
Mm-hmm. Streetcar.
Or what about if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, the next corner is where I want.
I want to get over.
And you say that the police in a town are supposed to maintain what?
Traffic,
or maybe, say it's supposed to maintain law and...
Yeah.
Supposed to maintain, they're supposed to enforce the
law.
Okay, I want to just ask you a few questions about some states. You might not know, you might know and you might not. Do you know?